Well, welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. I'm right here at the operations area. This is Ken Graham, and looking at the official clock, this is your 2 p.m. Eastern update, and we're looking at Hurricane Florence and more out in the Atlantic. The latest satellite, we're really looking at a system via the satellite and also the aircraft out there. It's getting a little more organized and actually expanding a little bit. You can see that eye definitely pronounced in the center, but if you actually look at the size, I do want you to focus on the size of this system. And actually, if you draw a similar circle, you start getting on the coast, southeast coast of the U.S. is a very large storm. So let's look at the entire area. And I tell you, look how active we are. We're looking at several systems. Of course, Hurricane Florence. We also have Tropical Storm Isaac, Hurricane Helene. We got an area of disturbed weather up here in the Atlantic, but also we're watching an area of disturbed weather near the Yucatan moving towards the Texas coast that we're going to be watching closely over the next few days. As we move on, we try to look at the latest systems that we have. We do look at Isaac, and we want to mention this because we do have a hurricane watches up, and that's for Guadeloupe, Martinique, and Dominica in these areas. So even though we're forecasting a tropical storm, there is some possibility of a hurricane. You can get some of those stronger winds in these areas. So we are watching real close on several different systems. And as we look at back to Florence, you know, very strong. We're still looking at winds, the latest and greatest, keeping an eye on them, still 130 miles an hour. But as the plane's in there, we'll see what the latest data we come up with. Look at that. Well outside the cone. Strong winds. Tropical storm force winds. Hurricane winds closer to the center, but still expanding out 40 or 50 miles. So really strong system. Still forecast as a major hurricane to make its way into the southeast coast. But if you look at these lines, these are the forecast points. The closer those are together, the more slow that we have a hurricane. And as a result, you can get compounded issues when it comes to the impacts. We have a tropical, we're really looking at tropical rains. We're looking at a lot of storm surge associated with this. And let's look at some of those impacts because it's real important to really fully understand what those are. And we look at the storm surge as one of them. And really, we're looking at a storm surge watch stretching from portions of South Carolina up to the North Carolina-Virginia border, where any one of these areas, you can get greater than 3 foot of storm surge, which is a life-threatening situation. And actually, if we go back when look at the rainfall, that is going to be a serious issue associated with this hurricane. And I really want to make the point, the slower the system, the more rainfall we can get. And some of the forecasts are looking at 15 to 20 inches of rain, not just along the coast, but well inland throughout Virginia, throughout North Carolina as well. And by the way, we could get some areas of potentially even 30 inches of rain. And you combine that with the terrain, it's a life-threatening, dangerous situation associated with this hurricane. So from the National Hurricane Center, we're looking at this, and it's a serious situation. We want to make sure that everybody's covered with the latest information. So storm surge, heavy rain, and the winds. You get a major system like this making its way on land, plus the rain. That means saturated soils, trees down, power outages. Everybody needs to be ready for this system. This has been Ken Graham here at the National Hurricane Center, right here in the operations area.